This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35, you're with Kelvin and Lynn on the Evening Edition. We're doing a marker wrap now with Sean Tanis. KTM Berhad wants to change the public's perception of KTM's train services. As part of this initiative, they launched a journey planner application today.
Yeah, so it's a mobile app. It's called My Rail Time, like My Real Time, but Rail Time. So basically, it's
got to give the pun to them.
Some wordplay there. So basically, they're saying it's going to help commuters plan their journeys. And right now, KTM has this reputation of being one of the, I would say, worst public transport services when it comes to punctuality, because I've used it myself and I felt it. And during the launch of the app today, Transport Minister Anthony Lok admitted that this has been a problem, and recently he's seen many complaints over delays. And this was his comment explaining it.
Antara komen yang selalu saya terima dalam Facebook saya ialah kelewatan KTM komuter. Sebab apabila setiap kali saya pergi ambil LRT ke ataupun bot yang pengangkutan yang lain, ada juga orang yang akan letak dalam komen kata, pergi cubalah KTM komuter. Dia kata, selalu lewat. Ini sebenarnya bukannya selalu lewat. Cuma sekarang ini kita ada kekangan, terutamanya dalam perkhidmatan KTM komuter kita, sebab ada projek menaik taraf landasan kita. Ini menyebabkan dalam kawasan Lembah Kelang, track-track, double track ini, ada sebahagian track yang perlu dikeluarkan dan diganti dengan track yang baru. Itu menyebabkan ada bahagian-bahagian dalam Lembah Kelang ini yang ada project construction sekarang. Ini menyebabkan bahawa ada bahagian-bahagian di mana kita hanya ada single track. Jadi perlu ada memberikan masa untuk kereta api yang lain berlalu. Maka trip yang boleh dikendalikan oleh KTM sudah berkurangan. Secara puratanya, kekerapan sekarang ini adalah untuk setiap train 45 minit. Memang ini sesuatu yang kita pun tahu lama. Kalau miss satu train sekarang, kena tunggu 45 minit. Terutamanya orang yang kadang-kadang sampai stesen nampak kereta api dah berjalan. Dia betul marah lah. Amat frust sekali kalau nampak train tetapi tak boleh naik train. Itulah perasaan pengguna yang amat frustrated.
That was Transport Minister Anthony Lok talking about frustrated,
which I'm one of the frustrated passengers.
Man, I love that. I didn't know that I wanted that phrase being said by Anthony Lok in my life, but I do. I really do. So how is this app going to work? I mean, how is it going to help passengers if the number of trips are limited now with all the upgrading works going on?
Yeah, so basically it's meant to help passengers manage their time. The trains will be fitted with GPS and passengers can view real-time location of trains and their arrival hours so they can plan their journey. And initially, it will be introduced for trips in the Klang Valley and then slowly nationwide. And Minister Anthony Lok also says the aim is to integrate the travel planner with other transport services, with buses and all of that in the future. So this is his explanation on the, I would say, the psychological and technical nature of the app at this point.
Sekarang ini aplikasi, macam-macam aplikasi ada, journey planner macam-macam ada. Mengapa KTM tak boleh ada satu journey planner? Very simple basic information. Iaitu nak tahu when is my next trip dalam stesen saya. Maka mungkin apa yang dia boleh buat, dia tak payah pergi stesen dulu. Dia boleh pergilah kedai dulu. Kalau bukan bulan puasa, boleh pergi minum dulu. Kalau bulan puasa, boleh pergi mungkin kedai buku dulu. Tengok majalah, tengok surat khabar, tengok buku, macam-macam lah. Dia boleh pergi beli barang sikit dulu. Tak payah pergi stesen dulu. Maklumlah kalau pergi stesen, orang pergi frust. Tunggu kat stesen. Stesen kadang-kadang panas. Dia tak ada cukup tempat duduk. Macam-macam masalah. Macam-macam kekangan yang lain. Mungkin orang akan lebih marah. Jadi kalau ada apps ini, dia tahu pukul berapa kereta api itu akan sampai. Dan dia tak perlu buang banyak masa menunggu kereta api di stesen. Jadi ini memudahkan rakyat. Dan apabila dia tak payah tunggu lama, dia punya kemarahan tu pun akan reda. Dia pun tak rasalah kereta api kita lambat.
That was Transport Minister Anthony Lok. Now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares of Petronas Chemicals Group were falling today after news of their new purchase plan. How did the counter close?
Yeah, Petchem shares fell earlier today following the plan to buy Dutch company Da Vinci Group, and the deal will see Petchem spend over 760 million ringgit for the purchase. And it is seen as a boost for Petchem's portfolio and grants mainly in its foothold into the growing silicon business. And over 9.3 million shares were traded today on the counter, and Petchem closed down 4 cent actually at 8 ringgit and 80 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
And of course, we also just heard the story about how KTM Berhad is going to launch the My Rail Time. I just wanted to say that again. An app that's going to allow people to observe where trains are in real time. And we have a message here from Mock who says, Journey Planner, please integrate it with Google Map and other public transport services.
On that latter note, they will be doing so, I think, sometime in the future. Right now, it only functions with KTM trains in the Klang Valley.
Integration is good, though, because it allows you to make decisions about your transportation a lot earlier.
And overall.
Yes, exactly. Because we're acting as if people are only going to be using the train and that's it. And so they're just going to make that decision. But you might be on the bus heading towards the train station when you find out, oh, I have to reroute. Okay, how do I do that? And so it would be good to be able to see it cohesively.
I just wonder if this then maybe puts pressure on, say, later when it's expanded to bus services. I wonder if it would put pressure on them to make themselves more efficient. I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, yeah, because you'll be able to see when somebody has been kind of inching along or stuck somewhere for 15 minutes and, you know, therefore is 15 minutes behind schedule. Mm. It would be good to be able to see, but yes, it's probably going to cause a lot more accountability, I would guess.
Fingers crossed.
In the meantime, Rosalind also got in touch regarding the KTM.
Welcoming the news, actually, saying, fantastic. Most timely with regards to KTM, I fully understand the temporary reduced services, but yesterday evening, the last train at 7:22 p.m. from Central to Tanjung Malim, the last of the one-third evening trains were cancelled at last minute. When I checked at 6 p.m, I was told it is confirmed to arrive at 7:22, but at 7 p.m, it was cancelled. Overseas, if there is a blunder to MRT or LRT services, the CEO resigns. And this is in reference to countries like Singapore and Hong Kong.
Yeah, because there is an understanding there of how important the public transport is for you to get to work on time, right? So it's a loss of productivity and it's a loss of face in many ways. Also, Rosalind, that is terrible. Sorry that that happened, because to be told that your train is not arriving 22 minutes before you think it's going to is just, that's what I mean. It's not enough time to replan or to really kind of reconfigure your day.
Yeah, and I guess then you probably have to suddenly include it into your budgeting for the month. Then you realize, oh, well, I just have to take a rather expensive taxi or a rather expensive Uber, a Grab to get to your destination.
We want to hear your thoughts. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.